Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings. How are you? And as you know, this is our Universal Principle Support Group Day, and we are so excited to be here. We will be broadcasting to you a week from today from our wonderful state, Alaska. Yes, we will. Very interesting time. We've been talking about it for a while, and so we're going to talk about it in more detail today, relative to universal principle. So without further ado, my illustrious facilitator in training is with us. Hello, Miss Felicia, how are you? Miss Felicia's not in yet? Okay. Miss Felicia will be joining us, and therefore we will be awaiting her arrival. But in the meantime, it's so important to recognize that this is a fabulous time. So much teaching, so much instruction has been occurring at the Jewel University because the times are upon us where truth in all areas of our life is being exposed. And so we thought about what principle can we share with you today that is critical and very necessary for you to recognize. Now, something that's come up that a lot of people are not really giving much information about is the science of epigenetics. And that science of epigenetics, what is epigenetics? Well, epigenetics is where we know that the environment can actually stimulate your database, your genes, to turn on software programs that will change your behavior emotionally, mentally, and physically, depending upon the stimulus from the environment. So, yes, our cells have software programs within them, and we think that they just turn on and they turn off by themselves, et cetera, or that we can turn them on. And yes, that is true, but that's not the complete picture, that there are influences in your environment that can actually turn on software programs or either turn them off or turn them down that really is out of your control unless you understand how the body works, unless you understand the importance of purpose, and unless you are willing to take responsibility for the environment that you put your body within. So our discussion today is about being all that you can be, being the best that you can be, and most of all, creating an environment that will allow that to occur. This is so important. Will your environment allow you to be the best you can be? Will your environment stimulate and turn on your genes, your software programs contained in the genetic makeup for your tissues to act in the highest possible manner that they can be programmed to elicit? So this is the question, and you can make this change in your environment. So without further ado, we're going to talk about the epigenetic influence of what this pole shift is doing to you and your genes. And how are you in consciousness preparing yourself to be the best you can be during the remainder of this pole shift and after the shift has completed itself? What are you doing? What environment are you putting yourself in to make sure that the genes that are unfolding, we envision in you, are definitely going to complete their unfoldment and be available to instruct your tissues on how to conduct your body in the 21st century. This is most important. So we will be right back after this message. And it sounds like my facilitator in training is with us, Ms. Felicia, and we'll be back together right after this message. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
And we're back. Our source is a neuron. We are back. And welcome, Ms. Felicia. We're so glad that you have joined us, and I have been talking to our listeners about epigenetics and how they can utilize the environment to turn on their genes that they want to have activated in their tissues, and they can use the environment to turn off genes that they don't want the body to exhibit anymore, and the qualities and the expression of the information that those genes contain. So, again, we always like to define, make it very clear with everyone what we are saying and the position that we're taking. So can you define for us what epigenetics is?
Yes, it is the study, of heritable, so things you inherit, changes that do not involve alterations in the DNA sequence, So epigenetics, it implies that it's a feature that's on top of or in addition to, the traditional genetic basis of the inheritance. So that's saying that these are experiences, things that you have inherited that you may not even be aware of because of environment, So these are inheritable changes that do not involve alterations in the DNA sequence. So it doesn't take a leg off the DNA or a chromosome. It doesn't take that off. However, the environment affects, like Dr. Jewel was talking about, your ability to either activate or deactivate that particular gene from expressing itself. So I hope that was clear.
Well, do you have any examples of how you allowed? Okay, well, let's share it before we talk more in detail about the environment that we suggest that all our listeners expose ourselves to ensure that they are going to have their genes necessary for the 21st century activated. So share your example of how you experience epigenetics.
Okay, so I was able to, and I want the audience, so put your glasses on, all right? I want you to be able to just reflect back, and just follow us, because a lot of times we have experiences and we don't even know how it's going to serve us in the future or moving forward. So I didn't know anything about epigenetics at this, And so this also contributes to the innate knowingness that we have when we pay attention to it, So it's all going to tie into the universe principle. So when I was back in 92, my hair was starting to thin, And thinning runs in my family. And so immediately when I noticed that my hair was thinning, I declared, I was like, oh, no, this is not happening to me. I am not passing this on to my children or my children's children. And so I immediately began to look at the food that I was eating, the thoughts that I was thinking. I went and talked to my mom, my aunt, and, you know, kind of got some ideas from them. And because I was also now doing their hair, I had a little bit more insight. And so this did happen prior to, based off the study that I had been doing. And by me being able to make that declaration, I took action, okay, and I changed some things within my own internal makeup with my mind and the nutritional intake. I have a head full of beautiful hair, you know, and I love my hair. I talk to my hair, and I start appreciating my hair, okay? And so as simple as that might seem, that's a big deal for women, okay? So for a lot of you out there that may be having those challenges, you want to be able to just look at what is going on in your environment, and that is what the epigenetics is teaching us and making us take a look at.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that, and I think that it is necessary now to even emphasize some critical factors so they don't get lost in the story that we have to emphasize so that they can clearly understand what actually was the salient epigenetic activities. Okay, now, first of all, pay attention to what she said. First of all, she said that she was not accepting what the genetic history of her family demonstrated. That is mandatory. That is mandatory. Now, epigenetics is also historical. And this is why having information, if it's available, about the activities, the health levels, the physical characteristics, et cetera, of people who are sharing the same genetic history that have the same genes, to look at what they were or were not able to manifest and to know why.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did was recognize that there was this pattern her progenitors would demonstrate at a certain age, and she immediately to the body and said, this is not the genes that will become activated in me. So that was the first declaration. It's real important. Now, other than just saying that, she then changed the environment of her body, because the body now is already ready to actually elicit the program from the progenitors, from your ancestors. But her telling the body, no, we're not going to exhibit that, and then doing what? Changing parameters in her environment. She changed her diet. She changed her communication with her hair. She changed the meaning that the hair had to her, as well as she changed the hair care techniques that had been used prior. She changed her techniques. And she began to give her body different information in the form of food and nutrients. All of that is epigenetics, because you know that if you had not have done any of that, that you would have followed directly in the shoes of all of the ancestors that had demonstrated that in your family line. So therefore, by making a conscious decision of what you wanted to experience, even though all of this was already automatically ready to happen, you saw how this played out in every generation, you said no, and to make sure the body understood that those genes were not to be activated, you changed the chemistry of the blood. By changing your nutrition, you change the quality of interaction with your body by beginning to acknowledge it, talk
to the area that you want it to express itself differently on the body, your hair, on your head, and you change the value.
Mm-hmm.
You change the value of what this area of the body meant to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important, everyone, to get this. This is what you did, and that is awesome. This is what we talk about in epigenetics, okay, that you can have all of these programs running. That is just horrendous. And you can see that they're really horrendous by looking at your family line, the people that came before
mm-hmm.
you. But you could
mm-hmm.
stop it all, or you could turn it on by taking a different position and relationship to your genetic library. By, first of all, making the decision. She had to make the decision. And then secondly, you had to have a plan. And then what are the components of that plan? She used nutrition. She used direct communication with the area of the body. And then she began to take a different action than the individuals before her. And that's why she has a total different result than her direct ancestry. Now, my sponsors are calling again, but I want to make it very clear what we're getting ready to do here, because I'm taking you on a journey to see the feasibility of what is being offered to you this day. We'll be right back. Well, you know, we've been experiencing a lag time and everything here, internet, et cetera. So my sponsors, are you speaking up? If not, guess what? I will.
I love it. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay. Please visit us on Facebook.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Check us out. And so now, for those of you who are just tuning in, wonderful. We've been talking about epigenetics. You can go to the website, thejewelnetwork.net, thejewelnetwork.com. Listen to the show. Pick up the first part of the show so that this latter part of the show that you're now tuned into will complete the story for you. So as we're moving right along here, we've talked about the fact that you can change how your body responds, what your body is able to do, what you don't want your body to do. You can change it all by learning how to change your environment. So adding influences, energies, to the environment or removing them will change the functionality of your body. Adding internally information into the body through the form of food, through the form of supplements, and most of all, through the use of your mind, thinking differently, definitely will change the functionality of your body. This is very important. So I call this intrinsic epigenetics, okay? Talking to my body, haven't done that before, okay? Giving them a new purpose and a new meaning, haven't done that before. Then commanding that the body now be involved in different activities that I had not done before. That is what I call intrinsic epigenetics. And then obviously external epigenetics, for example, getting the hair done in her case a different way. That's external.
stimulus. That wasn't done before, okay? Or some people brush their hair or whatever, but the point is that we use the environment externally as well as our thoughts, which is internal, to change DNA programs, to turn on and to turn off software programs in our body that we don't want the body to express or that we do want the body to express. Now, this is very important. Now, listen to this, because what have we been talking to you about? We've been talking to you about the fact that times are changing, that universal principle, this is how everything thinks. This is the consciousness of everything. This is the consciousness of your automobile, the steering wheel, the wheels, the engine, universal principles. This is the consciousness of every plant, every tree, every worm, every bush. The bricks that are building, that are causing the reality of the construction of your house or park, they all have a consciousness. What is that consciousness? It is universal principle. And we share with you the first 21 in our universal principle support group meeting. Online, our cyber meetings on Sundays, as well as our physical meetings in New York. We're building a site. That's why Ms. Felicia's here. We're actually building a support group for you. You never thought about building groups, did you? Well, yeah, it's really the same architecture. And so, therefore, Ms. Felicia's here learning how to build her physical support group. Our physical support group in Atlanta, it will be appearing soon also. So, therefore, it's very important to recognize you can communicate with anything. The building of it is easy when you can communicate with the raw materials that you are using because they all know universal principle. How about that? Yeah. My little car I have, I tell you, she and I have such a great communication. Because I talked to her via universal principle. And so
it's true,
she
y'all.
Really
she
responds.
Does.
She really responds here. You know, I get all kind of stuff from her because I talk to her. She's very much alive and well, you know. So just because you don't perceive her to be, but when you can communicate with through universal principles, everything becomes aware and conscious relative to you. You can get different results from everything because you can speak the same language. You know the same language. You think the same way. So now we're going to Alaska. Well, what are we going to Alaska for? We're going to Alaska to do what? To prepare ourselves for mastership in this century, the 21st century that is right upon us. So now this is the question I ask you. Where do you go? What do you do? What's the environment that you need to be in to turn on the genes in every cell of your body that will ensure that you will master the 21st century? Where do you go to do that? What do you do? And I can guarantee you that you are not going to be doing that from your job that you're going to now, the university that you may be attending, you're not going to be doing any of that because they themselves don't even recognize that it's very important to offer new information for the 21st century. So they're telling you that there's a whole new job that they are very interested in, introducing you to new digital dynamics or whatever else, et cetera. But that is far more than what you're going to need to deal with in the 21st century. Far more. Trust me on this. So if you're doing any extraneous studying, you know, for example, that you're going to have to do that. Now, this becomes a very important question for you. How are you going to turn on the genes that you know are in your tissues that have been dormant all this time until the 21st century? Well, we're in it now. So when are they going to turn on?
Well, guess what? They turn on when you, first of all, give them permission to. I'm asking you to start doing that as of today. So if nobody's ever said, it's time now for you to start turning on the genes that have been dormant all of your existence, except now, at this time, follow directions and turn them on. By just like how Miss Felicia did. She told her hair, we're having a different experience. Okay? She told her hair, we are having a different experience. You will not be a part of my body indefinitely. You're going to be always here with me. I love you. This is how I'm going to take care of you. This is what we're going to do. So whatever's been going on where the hairs have not been holding their place in the scalps of my ancestors, I'm turning those genes off.
Turn them off.
Now, listen to my language. Right. So therefore now, what are the genes that you want to turn on in you for the 21st century? Okay. And now how are you going to do it? Okay. So you're just going to pick one or two genes? Okay, because that's all you can think of? I mean, and we have to honor that. Okay, because look at how the universe turns on your genes. Turns on genes that you don't know nothing about.
Nothing.
Okay,
thought
you didn't
about.
Know nothing about how many, right, you haven't even thought about them, didn't even have a brain to think about them. But the universe, which takes care of all the details, that's a universal principle. The universe takes care of all the details. This is such a gift because the universe says, okay, what do you want? Oh, I'll give you an example. Oh, I want some ice cream. Okay. So that's like a little child request. You know, mommy, daddy, I want some ice cream. Okay, fine. So what happens? This child has no idea of all the things that had to happen to get ice cream. From the cow that had to get pregnant, that had to make the milk, that then had to be taken from the cow, pasteurized, whatever else, and if it's not from the cow, from the coconut milk, okay, or from the soybean milk, or from the rice milk, flavored, processed, frozen, packaged, delivered so that you, going to the store or wherever you're going, that you could basically give the child the ice cream. The child didn't know nothing about all these details that had to be taken care of before they got their little cup of ice cream. Well, see yourself in the same condition with the universe. That what you're asking for, all the details are taken and are created in your behalf. So that what is delivered to you is so easy and so simple. So therefore, whatever you may be asking for, knowing that you do not have enough knowledge to take care of all the details, all you want is the end result of what you're requesting, make it easy for yourself and most of all thorough. And that is why we have been inviting you for the last 4 or 5 months to join us at this fall equinox in Alaska. Why? Because Mother Earth is going through a pole shift. All of her DNA is being changed, just like yours. And she is using her epigenetics. Why? Because as her north and south pole are flipping, moving one from the north to the south and vice versa, she is making sure at this time that the entire planet will get bombarded with, showered with the information coming always in the form of what? Light, visible light to her surface and all of the organisms so that they can then change their programs and begin to resonate with her. See, this is very important. So therefore, we recognize that at this special shift, along with all the other shifts that are happening, the vernal equinox is very significant at this time because this vernal equinox is not going to happen for another 6,000 years.
because the pole shift only happens every 6,000 years. As a matter of fact, to be precise, I don't know what makes the difference, but it has been measured by the archaeologists that the shift occurs every 4.9 to 6.7 thousand years. So they have that span that they're seeing that happens. But within that span, this is a normal cycle that has been going on for hundreds of thousands of years. So we know that many civilizations just totally disappear every 6,000 years. We have whole new species of animals as well as humans that appear every 6,000 years. And so, therefore, with this happening, what do you want to begin to activate in your genes during this new 6,000-year millennium that we're now entering into? And so we are going to where the information comes to planet Earth. That is the North Pole. All planets, all solar systems, all galaxies stay in communication with each other by their polar locations. And at the polar locations, there will always be specific emanations of light coming from outer space into the planet's inner space, leaving the planet's inner space and going to outer space. This is the universe's, the solar system's communication system. And so the auroras that we see in the north and the auroras that we see in the south are information circuits connecting to planet Earth to keep her updated about all the changes happening in her family, the solar system, as well as the star systems that are around her. And as she's changing every 6,000 years because the solar system, her family is moving, our sector of the galaxy is moving, she's being bombarded with all of this information from the North and the South Pole. So therefore, anyone who goes to these polar areas at this critical changing time will also be bombarded with the information to activate genes that are necessary and superior for the new millennium, the 21st century, as well as those genes that are no longer needed, that are outmoded, are not necessary any longer, they will be turned off. And so what is a more thorough way to know that you've been upgraded for the 21st century than to go to the same place where the planet itself is being upgraded and to go at the time that the planet itself is making an exact shift to change? So we know that there's an exact axis and a shift that happens with this planet and the sun every year, known as the fall equinox. And we see the change. All the trees change. The grass change. The animal changes. So this is no make-believe. It's not fake. We can just stand there just about and see the leaves all of a sudden change. The colors, they actually fall off. We see all these changes happen just because this axial shift. So can you imagine then going when we know the planet is shifting itself and then shifting in the face of all the information to program and prepare her for this next 6,000 years? This is what the auroras are about. And these auroras are very special because these auroras eventually will totally encircle the Earth. Now do the research and find out when the auroras become so deep to the atmosphere of Earth where you can see them at the equator. Eventually the North Pole aurora borealis will be able to be seen from the equator, as well as the aurora australis
from the South Pole at the equator. That's going to take a little time. So it's just like a rose bush. We have the first group of roses that bloom. Beautiful. Then the petals fall off. We get the rose hips. Then we have the next that bloom on the same rose bush, but not at the same time. So we talk about the first responder, the people who first, the roses that are first, that are responding to the new information. Then the next level, the next wave, is actually bombarded. And so, therefore, we're inviting you to join us at the North Pole as first responders, that you will expose yourself to this information at this changing time, the fall equinox of this planet, to upgrade all of your DNA for the 21st century. Now, for those of you that come to our overview, we talked about this on Tuesday night. We now can turn on our genes that will let us live easily for 200 years. Exposing yourself to the energy to do that once you make the decision. You have to decide first. This is what I want to do, body. So you're not going to be out of here like my grandmother or my parents or whatever else. No, we got a whole new lifespan. So you have to declare that. And then the next thing is, so wherever those genes are that would have, you know, dropped you out here at 60 or 50 or whatever, you're turning those bad boys off. Now, these are the new genes that are going to turn on. This is the ones that we need, the ones that are going to be able to do what? Turn on the regeneration process every day, every evening, and that's going to happen without any doubt, without any question for 200 years. That's what you're decreeing. Now, once you do that, just like Miss Felicia did, like this is how it's going to be, she changed her care of her hair. Okay? She gave the command, and then what did she do? She started giving the body a different energy, changing the care on the outside, giving different information to the body from within by her mineral and vitamin supplements and her diet. So you going with us to the North Pole and joining us on the 22nd of September puts your body in the environment just like planet Earth, so that just being there, the energy that you're going to absorb into your tissues will actually activate DNA that could only be activated for the 21st century by the information, the energy that activates 21st century behavior in your DNA library. Yeah, it's like going into the library and only wanting a specific book. You want the specific books to open that are necessary for you to be mastered. To be a master in the 21st century. So you got to go to the library where all that information is. The information is the auroras, because they're bringing the information for the entire planet to be able to be all that it can be for the next 6,000 years. So you go sit in that. That's all you have to do is go there, sit in that, and then absorb the information that will be shared with you, as well as just the light that's in the environment, your genes for the upgrade will be turned on. And with the information that you'll be sealed in, that we're going to give you, those genes will not turn off. They will not back down and collapse. So that's why all this time since 1992, Miss Felicia has a head full of hair where her ancestors don't. And that's how long these genes have been able to stay on once she decreed them in the environment to keep them on. So this is what we're saying. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Every 6,000 years, this only happens. And this is the time now to program yourself for a very, very, very long, wonderful, and incredible life. And so getting to Alaska is not a big thing. This is in the United States. The workshop itself is only $150. And the people that you're going to be with, incredible. I tell you, Stephanie South that wrote the book, Assessing the Multidimensional Self, such a wonderful brain, such an incredible intellect, absolute intelligence, AI. She is encroaching upon that standard very rapidly. And these are the kind of people that being in their presence, because of the energy change, the energy exchange that happens, your cells are going to respond differently. And with you making the agreement with your body, this is the type of environment I'm going to maintain for you based on the type of information that I'll be continuously reading, the change in my attitude, most important, the change as to how I'm going to care for you. How do you care for a body to support it in being able to be totally viable for 200 years? See, you got to learn that kind of information because you got to change your behavior. You can't act like the person who, in your family line, everybody dies at 76. Their behavior patterns and how they treated themselves is not appropriate for a person who is going to be here for 200 years. So you got to learn new behavior patterns. You got to take care of your body differently. You got to have a different attitude about that. So once you expose yourself to the information in the form of light, that's why we're going there to the auroras, that's just one aspect of all the other details that you now have to incorporate into your environment. And that amount of detail is nothing compared to what the universe is already taking care of. How do you create an aurora borealis? You know how to create an aurora borealis and basically take all those protons and program them with information and direct them from hundreds of star years away from and beyond the ninth dimension to shine on the North Pole and the South Pole of planet Earth. You know how to do that? Well, the answer is no. You know you don't. But that is the level of detail that the universe has taken to make sure you get the information. Now, see, listen to me what I'm telling you, because I'm telling you that the universe takes care of the details. So you didn't have to create the aurora borealis. You didn't have to basically create the planet Earth. You didn't have to create the fall equinox. You didn't have to do any of those things. All you had to do was just make your way there.
Say yes.
By deciding that you wanted to have your genes for the 21st century turned on, make your way there, sit there and absorb the wonderful sensations for being in that kind of information in the form of light, meet the people who are bringing you the additional information on how to think, how to behave, how to care for your body, et cetera, for the next 1,000 years. You got the easy part. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
So it amazes me when people sit up and say, oh, you know, I think that's just too hard. And I'm like, are they crazy? They have to do nothing but just show up and sit down.
Show up. Yeah.
Bring a notebook with you to take notes.
Yeah. Be open.
So you
be
can
ready
be
to receive.
In the 21st century. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how simple this is? Knock on your head and say, I got it. I got it. Don't let this opportunity slip by.
Right.
So this is so important that the universe has even made arrangements for the Jewel Network to support you in getting quality airline tickets at a very different price. Very, very, very economical for you to get there. So all you have to do is just pay your entry fee, $150.
Yeah.
Let us know you want to go. Make the arrangements for your so economical airfare. And, of course, your hotel is easy. You get there
and
Friday night.
And we have people that want roommates, Doc.
Right.
We have people that's coming that want roommates.
Get together. Exactly. Split the fee and everything. I'm telling you, meet new people that you can grow up with, that y'all can hang out for 200 years. Who you know you can hang out with for 200 years. Well, yeah, I heard you say me, but I don't know if I want you to hang out with me. Okay? So you may have to find, I got a lot of stuff to do. Okay, so if you're not over here on this purpose, you may not be able to hang out with me, because if people hang out with me, they got to be over here on this purpose. Balance, brain, all bunch of other stuff, which I know that you're going to do, okay? But you want to be able to have people to hang out with for 200 years. So I say to you, you go to our website, thejewelnetwork.net.com. You go to thejewish.education and look at those flyers. Write us, email us ASAP. Let us know you want to go. You'll be contacted, given directions on what to do so you can get your airfare together and everything. So you'll be there with us on the 23rd of September on the fall equinox, being bombarded with the auroras, getting your DNA programmed and getting clear about what genes you are consciously going to turn off and the genes that you constantly want to turn on. And guess what? The universe will take care of the detail beyond that.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
so
it is.
This is what I want to take the time today to use this universal principle hour to let you know how the universe is always working in your behalf. The cards of life are stacked for you to always win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't go wrong in the universe's eyes. All you have to do is just say, I want, and I will change, and you will get it.
Yep.
So I just can't imagine that you're going to sit there and tell me that this is a once-in-a-lifetime, 6,000-year opportunity, that you're going to forfeit this when everything is just almost given to you.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Okay, you can take time off of your work for all kinds of stuff. Okay? You can take a vacation for all kinds of stuff. But what about being able to expose yourself to the information that will prepare you to be the best you can be for the next 1,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that's worth taking off work? You don't think that that's worth basically making arrangements to show up, to just be in the environment that will do that for you? That's the epigenetics. Okay.
This see how you just make that so simple, Doc? You just make epigenetics so simple. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, this is how it works. The environment will change you if you can just get to the environment. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And do you know what you could do for so many other people? After you've exposed yourself to that, the light that you could spread to help so many other people, it's amazing.
And now
so
the environment that you carry with you,
right. Help yourself.
The environment
first.
That you have, Well, we have a lot of callers on the line. I wonder who they want. Y'all got some questions?
Well, like I said, I don't know if the chat room is open. But they need to basically say, I'm going for this. People can say, well, that's so sudden. They'll tell them, I want to be sudden, okay, because I don't want to miss this opportunity here to have my stuff activated for the next 1,000 years. So people can go and stand outside of the Apple store all night, pitch a tent to be there 2 days early. Okay. I think that's drastic to get a cell phone. But now to make yourself available and to change everything for you to be able to take care of yourself for 1,000 years, I can't imagine you would let anything stop you. We're talking about 1,000 years here, getting your tissues programmed. All you have to do is show up, get the information, be in the information, and decide that you want to change and be the best. That's all you got to do.
You know, sometimes I think it can be so simple that it's like, that's too good to be true. That's too simple. It's not that easy. And that's another environmental and probably hereditary belief and experience that, you know, is shaping you to just be like, No, it's not. It can't be that easy. But yes, it is. It is just
well,
that easy.
But see, these, well, it is that easy. But these are the people, again, that basically are not in the consciousness to have these kind of wonderful opportunities. So it's just like
these,
the saddlebag
yeah.
laying on the ground full of money. And
mm-hmm.
all the people pass by, and it's like, I wonder who dropped that. It's like, these people are so careless. How could they do that? This must be some child's saddlebag. I would give them a spanking when I got home and they told me their book bag wasn't here. And keep on walking. So these people, all this thinking going on in their mind. Did anybody stop and pick up the book bag and open it? No. And so one person, look at this book bag. Shoot, this is something. Let me check it out. And they're the ones open the book
mm-hmm.
bag and got the money. But how many people walk past it thinking all kind of stuff, but kept right on their way? How many did that? Well, what can we do with
that?
Because the opportunity was there for everybody. That's what I'm saying to you. The opportunity
mm-hmm.
is here for you. So, therefore, are you going to immediately stop, change, and check it out? Come, or are you going to keep on walking? Okay? This is the choice you're making. I'm telling you, this happens only once every 6,000 years. So it's up to you. But in that you turned on our station, you're listening to us, this is a wonderful thing. So it's almost time for us to go.
Yep.
We want to say we love
mm-hmm.
you. We want you to know that you are always loved, that the universe takes care of the details. All you have to say is yes, and then move toward where you want to go. So you have to say yes, but then you got to take the direction. So just like the person, look at the saddlebag. He had to stop and pick it up. He had to change his behavior. See, the people didn't change their behavior. They didn't get the saddlebag. Only the ones
mm-hmm.
that said yes, and then they changed their behavior, got it. So it's a two-sided coin here. Say yes,
mm-hmm.
and then now change the behavior. Call us and let us know. Pay your fees, and we'll see you on the 22nd in Alaska. So I love you very much. Anything else you want to say before we close?
I would just like to invite everyone to join. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just want to invite everyone to join us in our cyber Universal Principle Support Group on Sundays at 4:30. If you're on our email list, you're getting the links. All you got to do is click and download Adobe so you can join us in the webinar room. And also this Friday, we're having our monthly DJBP meetup where you can come and hear about the Dr. Jewel's brain balancing program and having access to more tissue so that you can make different choices, okay, and from a place of empowerment. And because you have now more brain tissue you know more now that you didn't know before. So it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's a win-win situation. It really is. It's a win-win situation based off of you just saying yes and doing something different. So if you have any questions, please email us at upsg@juis.education. That's the Universal Principal Support Group. Remember that all you have to do is say yes. The universe handles the details, the people, the places, the things. They all show up. And I know a lot of us are the how. Just say yes. And just practice that in your life. Throughout your life, from this point forward, just say yes to some things that you normally would say no to. Just say yes and see what happens.
And change your behavior. That's all you
and change your behavior.
Yes. Say yes and then go toward what you want. Don't keep
mm-hmm.
going away from it. Okay. Say yes and then go toward it. Okay,
right.
That's the key. So that's why I say yes to us, call us, and let us know you want to go. We'll tell you the process, and we'll see you on the 22nd of September at the Vernal Equinox under the
mm-hmm.
Aurora Borealis in in Anchorage, Alaska. That's where you want to be. So we love you so much. Thank you for
being
who you are, existing, and just remember, everything knows universal law. Everything knows universal law. So how can you be around here trying to have control over everything and you don't know universal law? That's why stuff don't respond to you.
That's why it's so difficult for you to get anything done, because you don't want to think in terms of universal law. And it's so easy to think in terms of universal law when you have a balanced brain, when you have both hemispheres of the brain supporting each other. It's just everything just almost jumps on you what you think about. Okay?
Yeah.
Make it easy for yourself. This was not to be a hard life. You were not to be struggling. You're not to be going through these changes. Just come into the agreement that you made at birth, that you are a living God and that you are one with the cosmos, speaking and thinking the same language. This is it. So simple. I love you. Have a great, 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 what we call plasma evening, this evening. Thank you so much, Ms. Muhammad, for being yourself. And we will be back with you next week. Next heptad, as we call it. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
And know the universe.
Thank you, all the callers.
You.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you, all the callers. Thank you.
Oh,
we appreciate you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, she wants y'all to hold on, so don't hang up.
Caller.
Just hold on. Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.